This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is expected to fly from Florida to New York today ahead of his planned arraignment tomorrow in the hush money investigation. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Trump flies to New York Monday, where security is tight, spends the night at Trump Tower. Tuesday, the former president goes to court for booking, arraignment, and the unsealing of his indictment.
Where we stand before the judge, we say not guilty. We set schedules to file motions and whatnot or discovery, and we move forward and get out of there.
That's his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He wants the indictment before asking for dismissal, change of venue, or any other legal moves.
We're way too early to start deciding what motions we're going to file or not file.
Julie Walker, New York.
At least 32 people are known dead after fierce weather racked parts of the South, Midwest, and Northeast over the past few days. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in 11 states destroyed homes and ruined neighborhoods. Frank Scott Jr. is the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas. He talks about the damage there.
Flattening of neighborhoods, flattening of commercial buildings all across the western portion of Little Rock, Arkansas. And so we don't know the exact time, but we do know it's going to take some time. But we will rebuild. We will recover.
Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr. He was heard there on KATV in Little Rock. An explosion in a Russian cafe has killed a well-known Russian military blogger. Vladlen Tatarsky was a strong supporter of Moscow's war in Ukraine. Some reports say a bomb was in a bust of the blogger that was given to him as a gift. Russian police searching for a suspect. Oil prices have soared more than 5% after Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers said they will cut production. LSU has won its first NCAA women's basketball championship. This is AP News. Obesity in the military surged during the pandemic.
The Army says nearly 10,000 active duty soldiers became obese between February of 2019 and the spring of 2021. That's when the pandemic meant restricted duty and limited exercise, and body mass scores went up. Increases were also noted in the Navy and the Marines, raising concerns about the fitness of America's fighting forces. Military personnel who are overweight are more likely to be injured and less likely to endure the physical demands of their profession. And the price tag each year is over $1 billion. Experts say the solution for the military is the same as for anyone else: diet, exercise, and possibly medication. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas prices are rising. Gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.